Well, we do have a question from Nancy in our live audience, and I think you've answered it, but maybe we can give her the boiled down answer. She wants to know, if my horse tests positive for one of the Lyme antibodies, does it mean that she has had the disease, or perhaps she was just exposed to it?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So thanks, Nancy, because I think when I start this off, I should say there's a difference between exposure, infection, and infection and disease. With Lyme, if you're exposed, like you have a tick bite you, the blood goes into the tick, the blood comes out of it, the saliva comes out of the tick, and the Lyme comes with it, you're pretty much infected. And infection is just presence of the organism in your system. Disease is what your body does to react to that organism to try to get rid of it, which gives you the clinical signs that we don't have a consensus on for what is Lyme disease. So anytime, again, I go back to saying a positive serological test, whether it's Western blot, ELISA, multiplex, just confirms that your horse has or has had Lyme disease in its bloodstream at some point in time. It does not tell you they have Lyme disease, and especially, again, if they don't have Lyme signs, they do not have Lyme disease if they have a positive test. The test that she might be thinking of, which is interesting, is that multiplex test, because they give you an outer surface protein, and that's the jacket that the Lyme disease carries. When it's in the tick, it has a coating that's called OSPA, or OS, outer surface protein, which is OSP, so we'll just call it OSP, OSPA. And it sits in the tick's gut, or midgut, and it's very happy with its little lightweight windbreaker jacket on. Well, actually, it's going to be a heavier jacket. The tick's colder, so it's got a nice heavy jacket on, let's say. As soon as blood comes into that tick, it warms the Borrelia up, and it's got to take its OSPA, or OSPA, jacket off. The heavy jacket comes off, and now it's got this nice little camouflage light windbreaker called OSPC. That allows it to get into the horse and therefore infect the horse. Now, once it's been in the horse a while, it gets acclimated. Like when I go down to Florida to see my significant other, there's a PA down there, and we'll do the horse work. Within a couple of weeks, I have sort of thinner blood, and I'm wearing thinner clothing. And that would be what they call OSP, or OSPF. And that comes in maybe 5 weeks to 2 months after the Borrelia is in the horse. So when you run this multiplex test, they give you a number for OSPA, OSPC, and OSPF. And the thought process is, if your OSPF is up and your OSPC is down, then it's more chronic than if your OSPC is high and your F, which again is the, I've gotten used to Florida, taking everything off, that's the OSPF. OSPC is the jacket that you wear, the lightweight jacket as you get in. OSPA is going to be for vaccines for the most part, or in maybe some more chronic diseases. About 5% of the horses that aren't vaccinated will have an OSPA titer. The one thing I will tell you from a opinion standpoint is, if I have a horse that, even though we've only delineated, again, the skin disease, it looks like they've got kind of lymph cancer, the uveitis, or the neuro signs. If I have a horse that I've looked at it and I can't figure it out, I've done my good lameness exam, I can't get it blocked, it seems like it's shifting, it's multiple leg, there might be some muscle. If I run a titer and this horse is not vaccinated and it has an increased OSPA and OSPC, I'm going to treat it. Because I think that might be as close to significant as I can get. Now, the OSPF titers, and I think it was Nancy that asked the question, that one is fascinating. Because if you're like me and you're out there as an internist and you have clients that every once in a while will go, yeah, I'll spend the money if you do it at cost, and I do this, and we're out pulling a Coggins test, I might pull a Lyme disease test. Oh, I said that wrong. Look at me. Holy cow. I might pull Lyme serology to see if there's an exposure or infection. And sometimes I hate to do that, because if the minimum of, for an OSPF to be positive is about 1,250. So 1,250 is considered positive. I go out and I see Sue's horse up the road. And this is the horse I actually did this on. Nice warm blood. He hunts, lives in New England, right? He's in New Hampshire. Every once in a while, I'll go down to Aiken or something. Nothing wrong. this horse is not lame, he's not girthy, he's not got uveitis, he's got not got neuroborreliosis, he doesn't have pseudolymphoma. This horse is normal. Clinically, this horse is normal. It does not have a disease. It's Coggins negative. I pulled a Lyme on it, and my USP F titer was 15,000. Now, 1250 is positive. And so, did I treat it? Of course not. It doesn't have Lyme disease. It just has a titer. The other thing that I want to make very clear on this, and because I hear this quite a bit, along with, let's go back to, and give me just a moment on this one. Let's go back to my saying this again, so y'all remember this. A positive serological test does not, it confirms Borrelia infection or previous infection and supports a diagnosis of Lyme disease if they have clinical signs. These tests do not confirm or diagnose Lyme disease ever on their own. The other thing is that Borrelia is not a specific pathogen, as opposed to Salmonella, if you know that word, or Clostridium, or Potomac horse fever, or rabies, or something like that. These organisms are not built to be a disease-producing organism per se. What happens is the horse reacts to the jacket, the coat, the coating that's on a Borrelia bug when it gets into the body and into tissues. So the clinical signs of disease and the response to the serologic response to Borrelia is a specific reaction of your horse to that bug. So when I hear a client go, my horse had Lyme disease because my vet tested the horse and he or she said that's the highest titer they've ever seen, that means nothing. Because if OSPC is positive at 1,000, a horse that has a 1,001 titer may be sicker than a horse that has a 10,000 titer. It depends on the response that the horse has to the bug. There's no linear correlation between how high your titer is and how diseased or sick your horse is. So this horse has a 15,000 OSPF titer. Again, 1,250 is considered positive. 15,000. Does it matter? No, that's not any more positive than 1,251. And just because it's positive doesn't mean it has Lyme disease. It just has had or has Borrelia in its system.